We're joined by a man who is beginning his career in the Senate, Republican John Ensign of Nevada. A former congressman, he ran for the Senate once before and lost in a squeaker to the incumbent Democrat Harry Reid. This time, Nevada's other Senate seat was open, and Mr. Ensign had a much easier time of it as the favorite from the start. Senator Ensign, welcome.
It's good to be with you.
Now, having once lost a Senate race by a few hundred votes, do you have any kind of fellow feeling for Vice President Al Gore and his close race just over?
Yes, actually, when we had our swearing in, we got just a brief time to talk with him, and I told him I didn't know exactly how he was feeling because I didn't have the entire nation watching me, but I did have my state watching me 2 years ago. We went through a recount that took 6 weeks, and I ended up on the same side of it that he did. And so it was a situation where I can kind of relate to how he's feeling and told him that he handled himself with dignity when he conceded, and that was the proper thing to do.
You lost to landslide Harry Reid by, wasn't it, it was 430-something votes?
Well, it was actually, after the recount, 428, but who would remember such an insignificant detail?
So now that you are in the Senate and contemplating the future, I know you have some local issues that you're concerned about having to do with nuclear waste storage and the gaming industry, of course, in your state.
Yeah, when you represent the state of Nevada, a lot of times you're playing defense. People in Nevada are very almost libertarian. Leave us alone and we'll do just fine. But whether it comes to 31 other states that have nuclear waste in their state, they want to ship it out there. So we're trying to play defense about becoming the nuclear waste repository for the country. And also the gaming industry is a constant, under constant siege. And that's somewhat understandable simply because it has spread so rapidly. And I'm not one of those people that thinks that the spread of gambling across the United States, legalized gambling, has been a good thing. I think it was pretty good when it was just in Nevada and New Jersey and probably should have stayed there. But we're seeing kind of a backlash because of the spread. And sometimes that backlash lashes right into the state of Nevada. And we always have to defend our state against that.
Now, but when you think about the larger issues, the issues that are national ones and things that President Elect Bush is looking to do, is there anything that you think is particularly important that you would like to see the Congress do?
Well, I think taking up education as a top priority for the entire country is a great thing that President Elect Bush has come out with right away. I understand the tax cut. I want the tax cut. I want every bit as big of a tax cut, but I guess we have a little different way of going about it. I'd like to see us cut spending on some wasteful government programs and use that money for tax cuts and then use the surplus to pay down the debt. So, I understand why he wants to do a tax cut because he really does understand the reality of Washington that if you don't cut taxes, the House and the Senate in a bipartisan way will spend it. And so, we're sort of in agreement, sort of not in agreement on that particular issue.
But you put the debt higher than he does.
I think that it's the moral obligation that we have for the next generation is to pay off the debt. If you want to do the right thing to ensure the future of the economy of America, have no debt. And that would be the best thing for us to do for the next generation, because then you could really have lower taxes.
Senator Ensign, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Senator John Ensign, Republican of Nevada.